This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Truth is the reality is what they want cut off. I mean, the whole other big story is how Google and Twitter are now in your personal messages. They're in your personal downloads. They're now going out and finding, you know, downloads of films exposing medical tyranny and Fauci and Gates. They're deleting them off your computers. So they're not just in the cloud now. They're deleting them off your computer. I mean, they're just, it's a free-for-all. And, you know, Trump's great and all that. But he's 74 years old. And he's up there. And we've been overrun. And big tech has nothing but arrogance for everybody. All right, let's go ahead and take a call from Greg in Wyoming. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, it's good to talk to you, brother.
Good to talk to you, brother.
So, listen up. You said something about this not being a spectator sport earlier, and you're absolutely correct. Freedom is not a spectator sport. You will either actively fight for your freedom or you will passively lose your freedom. Now, I have a question for your listeners. Are you mad yet, American? Because let me tell you, the founders, they gifted us a blueprint to fight the tyranny that they could see was taking place right at this very moment in time. And that blueprint is the Declaration of Independence. And it's time that we use that declaration. In fact, I've crafted...
Well, you're right. I mean, it's the law. It's our right, our duty to abolish a government that is destructive of our freedom. And my God, if premeditatedly incubating COVID-19 in nursing homes by design and locking the families out, but then saying, but the medical staff has to be tested for COVID, that is so sick. That is so evil. And it just, it has, they have to pay for what they've done.
They have to be put on notice, brother. And as I've said, I've crafted the Declaration of Independence 2020, and I have this posted up on Twitter at Angry American. I would encourage you, please, Alex, to look this over.
I will. So what's the actual handle? Is it at Angry American?
Actual handle is American Spirit. I had to use the uppercase.
No, that's why I'm American. Actually asking for the handle so they can find it. So just
sure.
I'm
flying the upside down flag, brother, because our nation is in distress.
Well, you don't have to tell me about it. I hear you, man. I am so freaked out. I mean, the way they plan this evil and they carry it out and they brag, and then you can guess the next move because it's all laid out. And I'm just sitting here going, you know, like I don't hate. You know, somebody looks like a psychotic child molester. I don't hate. You know, that Hitler lady up in Michigan, she just looks like a demon witch. Cuomo, all of them. But, I mean, they're killing people, and they know it, and they think it's funny. They can't stop smiling. And I'm like, you know, I'm aiding and abetting this killing if I don't do something. And I'm just telling you, I'm to the point where, I mean, look at that guy. I mean, just look at that psychotic demon. Just look at him. My God, is he not just radiate Satanism? Yeah, he's got freaking slit eyes, it looks like. He looks like a damn snake, man. I mean, would you let that guy babysit your kids? Hell no. Well, he's going to run your life. He's going to kill your ass. Go ahead.
That's what they want to do. We all know it. And are we going to passively sit by and let them do this? No, we are not. That's why on July 4th, Independence Day, I will be in Cheyenne, Wyoming at the Capitol, and I'm going to be reading the new Declaration of Independence. It's the next generation declaration. And I encourage all your listeners to look at this declaration, go to their capitals on Independence Day.
All right, I want to read it. I'm going to pull it up, guys. Put it up for me. God bless you, brother. Now, again, I love the crew, but I told them you like 5-6 calls, so I want people to leave on hold. Roberto, Alex, Rudy, Paul, Dave, Wendy. I'm going to have to commandeer some time from the guests the next hour. If you guys want to hold 45, 50 minutes, I'll get to you. If not, you hang up, and I won't do the fourth hour. Then we're going to cover the big Falcon 9 heavy launch. Coming up as well in the war room. Stay with us.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
All the honeymoon, living off the energy of others and those that stood up for basic human freedoms and that trailblazed some of the good things we have in this world, all that's over. The reserve tank is empty. But that's actually good news, because all those that have doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on lies are now going to have to sleep in the beds they made. I wanted to get Mark Passio back on because I really like the work he does, and my wife's a fan as well. I already knew who he was before she became a fan, but she watches and listens all the time, and so I would get a chance to watch him even more. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. And, you know, I'm going to have him on sometime just about his journey of awakening through the occult and coming out of that. But it's all these schools are painted and controlled, the rose color darkly, of the priesthood classes that are trying to get us to be under their control and not having our connection to God and, you know, to that almighty power. You've got NASA coming out admitting there's a whole other dimension they found. Look, they've always known this. There's a lot of dimensions. They're trying to suppress that knowledge because a nation of blind sheep can be led easily to slaughter. But I wanted to get him on just in general today about the big picture of this time, because the end means a beginning as well, and just crazy things going on, who he thinks the factions are, where he thinks all this is going, what's going to happen next, because it's getting so crazy as the psychotics, like the nursing home thing I've been obsessing on, knowingly sending COVID patients there, knowing that would cause mass death, the only group that it kills in large numbers, and then turning around and being saviors after they've done it and threatening to arrest all the nursing home owners when they order them to do it. I mean, it's a form of black magic, really it is, where why is Bill Gates' wife, Melinda Gates, and it is, it's an upside-down cross. And the Church of Satan, though, got fact-checked it with Snopes, said, well, when you wear an upside-down cross, doesn't mean you're officially with this Church of Satan. So they play that game, like, if you're not affiliated with Anton LaVey's group, why, they say they don't have no record of them, so it's not satanic. It's an open flaunting and a lesser magic. What is this really all about? I mean, all of their different bills and sponsored codes and patents are 666. What's in that? Mark Passio joins us the rest of the hour. Thanks for joining us. WhatOnEarthIsHappening.com. I've thrown a lot out there. Tackle it, whatever you want to take first.
Well, Alex, I fully agree. I mean, we are really being ruled by Satanists. We are being ruled by dark occultists. That's what is really taking place. These people have had control of our planet since time immemorial. They've probably had control of our planet since human beings have existed here on this planet. This is a time of opportunity for people to make that recognition and to get their ego out of the way so that they can understand what religion they have actually been inculcated into. See, what we have planetarily, we have a whole lot of de facto Satanists. So de facto is, it means indeed, by their deeds. Okay? So if you actually look at the tenets of Satanism, you will see that it is all about egotism. It is about placing the self first and foremost, even if you have to hurt others in the process. Okay? So out of control ego. How many people in our society embrace that type of a characteristic in their personality? I would say it's a good amount. And then that's reflected back to us in the form of the people that we say are in control. You know, look at these governors. I mean, they're de facto Satanists if there ever were any. You know, I mean, these people are.
And they can't even hide. What's that crazed look these Satanists get? Where they're just like, they're like in ecstasy. It's so ridiculous. They're
getting off on power, a perceived power over other people. You know, but see, what we have to realize is that this is all a reflection in consciousness of what is really taking place in the majority of human beings. Because you could look
I totally agree. Us becoming satanic allows them to flourish, and they're just kind of the lowest herd. But don't they know how sick they look to someone that has discernment? I mean, they're pathetic. They don't have real power just because they're screwing people over.
See, they can only control people that are really at their level of consciousness or below their level of consciousness. And that's the problem. So then if you actually really ask yourself, where is the consciousness of the people of Earth, it will make us really as people who are
exactly. Somewhat they're police, just a gauge of how low we've sunk.
That we will realize if we understand that what our work is to do. And it's a tremendous body of work that has to be put forward to get people to really set down their false versions of reality, the stories that they tell themselves. You know, it's all ego that's in the way. The ego is really the force. See, people who like look at ego from this new agey perspective or this religious perspective don't really understand. It's just the force inside our minds that refuses to allow us to say the simple phrase, I was wrong. How many people can't utter that phrase? Can't acknowledge that they were wrong about something, that they were duped about something, that they didn't see things clearly in the past. It's usually
you're saying the beginning is becoming humble, which means really just not being on a power trip.
That's right. It is humbling yourself to the truth. Because if we don't do that, the only thing that's really going to shake this planet awake is pain. You know, that's the way of maximum pain is what I call it, is when we have chosen the path of ignorance, which is the refusal of truth, the refusal of acknowledging that we don't have the right to command anybody. These people don't have the right to command anybody. This is all an illusory form of power, you know. And because we have refused that, in that ignorance, we have gone into a level of consciousness that allows us to be controlled by this satanic cabal, this worldwide network of dark occultists.
We've been given over to a grand delusion. How deep is it going to get? I mean, when do we hit rock bottom?
Well, we're going to hit rock bottom when there is absolutely no freedom in the world and they start really, truly merging consciousness with machines. I mean, that's where this is going into an AI hell, you know. But the thing is, we could level the playing field very easily. The problem is people have to let go of their false and illusory ideas of what good and evil really are, because we have a false version of what is good. We've been told a false version of what freedom is. We've been told a false version of what goodness really is. We don't really truly know what good behavior is as a species. And we've also been told a false version of what evil is, what bad behaviors are. See, the occultists have done a great job. People have to understand, occult doesn't mean worship of supernatural gods and performing crazy rituals in a dense forest. This is a Hollywoodized variant of the occult. You have to take it from me. I was involved with these people. I was involved in the dark occult for many years of my life earlier on when I was younger. The occult is simply an ancient form of deep psychology. These people understand every aspect of how the human mind works, all of our motivations.
They understand the archetypes, they understand the epigenetics, they know how to program people.
Without a doubt, that's what they are. They are ancient, powerful psychologists who have done their homework about the human mind and fully know how to control the mind. They are mind controllers.
And they've decided to make everybody dumber to control them, which is the first level of being collapsed. I mean, they claim they're so ascendant, but the fact that they try to dumb people down and take free will shows they're the opposite.
And those are the real pandemics, Alex. Fear and ignorance. Fear and ignorance always makes people easier to control. And these controllers, these occultists know this. But see, what they've really occulted, they've occulted or hidden. That's all the word occult means, hidden. They have hidden a form of knowledge that is the absolute most deeply occulted thing in the entire world, and it's what enables them to keep their control going and going. And that is what the actual difference between good behavior or right behavior and bad behavior or immoral behavior. People do not understand worldwide the actual objective difference between moral behavior and immoral behavior. And that is the occult knowledge that has allowed the cabal of sorcerers, of mind-controlling sorcerers that really has the ultimate form of power in our world, which is power over the human mind, to continue their
level. Let's talk about what you're saying is the ultimate occult secret on the other side with Mark Passio, whatonearthishappening.com, Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Only way these sites get out is you hand sharing them, and it changes the world. Don't think you're doing that's a small thing. It's the biggest thing, putting your free will into action with truth. You couple those together, it changes the universe. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Intelligence is not going off what's in books or what people say, but what they do. Like Christ said, you judge a tree by its fruits. And with these globalists, these Satanists, most of them are minions. They just follow orders, and they're so unhappy. They're miserable people. They're ugly. They're stupid. They always are going around on these bizarre power trips. They're really unconscious. But their main mission is burn things down, destroy things, and then build ugly edifices themselves. It's really like cancer. It's malfunctioning individuals. Like that group of photos right there. Those are real photos. That was David Rockefeller at what, 97? Kissinger about 8 years ago, and that's a recent photo of Soros. And somebody asked me once, what would you give for your eyes? $1 billion, $2 billion. Well, you're like, the answer is nothing. Because you've had sight, you've seen it. What about your essence, your soul? Well, that's priceless. But see, if someone woke up born without eyes, you can try to program them and trick them to believe whatever fantasy you wanted. So the occult is really about keeping your eyes from being open and seeing what's happening. And then you think you're getting the secrets because you're in the dark and you need them to tell you what to do. And so for me, that's really the biggest secret is that it's men putting themselves between us and the Creator and God and trying to get us to malfunction and engage in sin so that they have ways then to get more control of us. And it's really just a cancerous exercise. But Mark Passio, short segment, long segment coming up. Get into this big secret from your perspective, your research, about the deepest occult secret.
Well, it's very appropriate that you would bring up the eye, you know, because that's where the word occult comes from, the Latin noun oculus, which means eye. And then occultare is the verb in Latin, which means to hide or to conceal from the eye, to conceal from sight. You know, it's all based on the same root word. See, they don't want us to be able to see, but what don't they want us to be able to see is the ultimate question. And in my years of researching the occult, of being involved in it, the ultimate hidden knowledge, the ultimate thing that they want to occult from our vision is the objective difference between right behavior and wrong behavior. In other words, what is the difference between a moral action and an immoral action? Because if you can do that, if you can get people completely confused as to what right and wrong actually are in nature, okay, you will have them acting against the laws of the Creator of the universe in no time flat.
So their man is rudderless so they can wreck us.
They want the destruction of the human soul. Without any doubt, without any question, they want a society where the souls of the individuals have been completely destroyed. And as you said, they build up a tyranny upon the edifice of those former souls that are now completely destroyed, that cannot see the difference between right and wrong, and cannot even see that they are now slaves. See, they have occulted what a right is and what a wrong is. This evidence could be fully proven and shown. All any of your listeners or viewers have to do is go out on the street corner and do a little social experiment and ask people if they can give the correct definition of what a human right is. A right is an action that does not initiate harm to another sentient being. Human beings will not be able to do that. They will not be able to give the correct definition. 99.99% of the human population does not know that definition.
And now they're making it where AI computers put fake news in front of everything you even try to search. I mean, this is getting deep quick.
Oh, the search engines aren't even showing people results of what's available on the internet. The paradigm shift has to be made technologically in people's minds that what you are searching
for. You don't get stuff from a search engine. You have to go to the URL.
Pretty much. And hopefully sites that index a lot of content, they have their own search engines built into the site. See, a search engine is only showing you like maybe a 0.5%.
But notice how it suddenly clicked, and we've had this giant societal de-evolution, and I see it clicking faster and faster to where just in a few years we're going to be deep inside the New World Order.
I think we're already there. I mean, we're already there as far as anything regarding our rights is concerned. See, if you can't correctly define and understand what a right is, you're quickly going to lose them. You know, we don't know what our rights are. We think that we have certain people have rights that others don't. We don't understand that everyone has all the same rights, because any action that initiates harm against another sentient being, if anyone does that, that's a wrongdoing. Therefore, everyone has the same rights. We can do the rights that don't initiate
harm. That's right. You don't have the deed to hurt somebody else.
That's right. We can't grant that to anybody. You know, we believe that we can conduct these religious ceremonies and signing of papers and grant rights that other people don't have. And the ego is in the way to understanding this. See,
well, that's the new nobility. They're actually saying, if you're all these supposed protected groups, you're this new royalty because the crown, the government has bestowed it to you. That itself is a very satanic act.
Sure, that they want to place their little, you know, run-of-the-mill, rank-and-file minions, you know, in front of the people.
Let me ask you this. What was the satanic exercise of these four blue states saying, we're ordering COVID patients into nursing homes knowing it was a death sentence and half the deaths? It was just a raw, and when those governors would get up and talk about it, they'd go, I know I'm being criticized, but I'm doing it. And they'd really like little demon dances. This is a public sacrifice.
It's a total human sacrifice ritual. That is what it really is. That is a human sacrifice ritual, and it is done during the time of the year. This was all done during the time of the year known as the occult season of sacrifice, which is a satanic season of the year between the spring equinox and the midpoint of spring, which is May 1st, Valpurgis Nacht. And this all took place during, right, that's the satanic high holiday.
And they believe they're getting power off of it. I mean, Newsom literally looks like he's having an orgasm now when he talks about death. These people are sick.
Well, again, you know, he's for, you know, murdering babies in the womb. You know, these people are, as I said, de facto Satanists. It doesn't matter whether you could trace them to an actual society or organization that officially practices Satanism and satanic practices. It's irrelevant. They're Satanists by their actions. They're de facto Satanists.
No, but I totally agree. But to get into their mafias, you have to commit crimes. It's different uniforms, but it's the same cult. Yes. And from my experience, at that level, most of them actually are devil worshippers.
Absolutely. It goes up to that level at the higher levels. At the level I was involved in, I was not involved in crimes in the occult. So they didn't care when I wanted to get out. It was like, go do whatever you want. Go tell people whatever you think you understand. You're not going to be able to hurt us. You know, unless you actually have committed.
Well, what about me, though? They tried to get me involved in crime right away.
Sure. I mean, that's one of the things they'll do to suck people in, to have blackmail data on them. That's another. That's why they exercise in pedophilia. You know, that's why they engage in pedophilia. This is all a blackmail, you know, right, to get people, you know, basically doing their bidding. Otherwise, they threaten to expose them and expose their involvement with children, sexual involvement with children.
Yeah, the stuff I saw was nothing to do with children, but it was definitely some bad stuff. We're going to come right back, and I never got into the Satanism, folks. I was literally lured repeatedly to these things. I mean, we're talking helicopter pads, castles, man. I mean, these people have castles in Texas, and it's just like, you're like, all I wanted was a super hot chick, and now I'm at a damn black mass with millionaires, and it's crazy. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. It's everywhere. It's a secret invisible empire, and exposing it like the sun will burn up the metaphysical vampires. Mark Passio is our guest. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get
storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Old Melinda Gates, she's from Dallas.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, her dad was involved in the Skunk's Works and all the rest of it. Like a lot of other folks, those aerospace engineers in the club, a lot of them. And I never saw her in the run-ins I had with these Satanists. But we want to know what Satanists look like in Dallas, because you couldn't swing a stick in the dark and not hit one. That's exactly how they dressed, exactly how they looked. But behind the scenes, boy, it's all about how they're cunning, they're smart, they're in charge, they're feeding on everybody else. And it's all just a big joke, and they deserve to rule because everybody else is an idiot. But they engineer things to make you as dumb as possible. It's not like they challenge you right up front and, you know, and give you a level playing field. So I was never in the occult. The occult was everywhere. And then you look at what these people turn into and who they are. They're jokes, they're slaves. they're sucked out. I didn't run into any of those Satanists that were older that weren't absolutely defeated and destroyed. And again, only when they're chumping people and posing with the black babies they want to kill on record, which again is that lesser magic. Mark Passio, I could rant all day. It's always great to have you on. We should have you on for 2 hours, a couple weeks. Hell, I'll fly you down here soon. Be in studio with us as soon as this hysteria is over. Of course, we're going to bring it right back. Get into the points you want to make, because I've been kind of leading the discussion about the big picture, where we are, the human awakening, how I think they're going to strike back, how these nests are. Because Austin is occultic, a bit more new agey and sleepy. I haven't run into a lot of real Satanists here. But from your own research, it does seem that there are nests of these Satanists.
Without a doubt, there are certain power centers of control. New York is among the top in the United States. Pennsylvania is actually a really big one, a little bit west of the Philadelphia area in a place called Rose Valley. There's places in Delaware that the DuPonts have tremendous influence over that are satanic strongholds. Many other places in California, Florida, there's absolutely centers of it. But see, I want to sort of shift the focus away from the controlling class, the ruling class, if you will, and get to the real factors that really drive all of this, which is how the average person thinks, because the average person thinks that these people have the right to command us. The average person believes that the moral right to issue commands that other people must obey because they're coming from a ruling class called government, is somehow morally legitimate. You know, and it's not morally legitimate. You know, our ego is in the way of seeing that. It's in the way of seeing the simple truth that no one has the right to command other beings. And the reason that people don't see it is they never make the simple fundamental shift of looking at the behavior from the perspective of themselves. Imagine if you were issuing commands the way these governors in some of these blue states during this so-called pandemic, issuing commands to other people about their lives.
Just if one nursing homeowner would have come out and said, you're going to murder all the people here, that person might have gotten in trouble, but 3 months later they'd be the hero and they would have never gotten away with killing all these people.
Well, I mean, even more so than that, that's obviously murder, what they enacted, no question about it. But even more so than that, just think, like, would you as an individual, if you're thinking about it from your own perspective, of your own behavior, apply the behavior to yourself, would you have the right to tell everybody to close down their businesses?
No.
Would you have the right to command all people's behaviors and actions, you know, regardless of whether there's any kind of a spread of disease or not? You know, the whole point is we believe that these people have some sort of a right that other people don't possess.
No, I totally agree with you. So let me ask you this then. And again, I agree we should focus on us and how we can stop complying, and that's where the real power is.
Sure.
But getting back to Melinda Gates, why would she wear an upside-down cross ringed in rubies? What's the symbolism of that? Because, as I said, the Church of Satan was asked, they go, well, it's an upside-down cross, but that doesn't necessarily mean Satanism. What is this about, putting this out in our face?
Well, first of all, the Church of Satan's statement on that is completely disingenuous and misleading. It absolutely is a symbol of Satanism. It just isn't a symbol of the Church of Satan, which is a small organization that practices the satanic ideology. That's all. And that does not mean that it's not a satanic symbol. That is like saying, you know, a symbol of one particular church doesn't represent all of Christianity. Okay? You know, it's the symbol does represent the satanic philosophy and ideology. It's the inversion principle. This is something that I've covered in my podcast series and in presentations that I've done. The inversion principle is that they want to invert morality. They don't want people to be practicing what is right, what is truly moral. They want people believing in illusion. They want people...
And the Satanists claim all they're about human empowerment, but now they want Bill Gates to be able to put something in our body.
It's the ultimate form of rape. I mean, pushing any foreign substance into someone's body against their will is coercion and rape, ultimately. That's what it is. It is the violation of
the body.
So
why would
she
do that? Obviously, I think it's a desperate act. I think they're getting weak.
They're getting off on the fact that people can't see that they're Satanists. That's what it is. It's flaunting the very symbology of their religion in front of people, and the average person is a complete dolt that cannot understand what they are even seeing in front of their eyes.
So what is the ritual? Counting Sioux? Or, I mean, are they doing it because it's a lesser magic? What do you think?
It's, part of a ritual, yeah. It's a ritual of mockery. This is the mockery of the cattle, the mockery of the human sheep, of the human herd, that they're flaunting the symbol of their religious belief system right in front of the average person who has absolutely no idea what it means because they're symbolically illiterate and cannot understand that that is a symbol of worldwide Satanism, and it represents the inversion principles, the inversion of right and wrong, the inversion of good and evil, the inversion of God.
And why do they always inverse? They don't just twist. They love to totally invert.
Right, because they're trying to replace the laws of the creator of the universe, the laws of God, with their law. That's
why are they so pissed at God? Because when you get into God and the universe, it's so much more powerful than they can even imagine.
Sure. Their worldview is that the universe itself is a prison because laws exist to bring negative consequence to immoral behavior. And because that law is in effect in the universe and can never be taken out of effect in the universe because it was put there by the creator of the universe, the people who want to break that law with impunity, meaning with absolutely no consequence enacted upon themselves, believe that the universe is a prison and are raging against the natural law that governs the behavior of
the universe. By the way, all these big tech billionaires are on record saying, we now believe there's other dimensions. Something's holding us here. Let's break out. And they think the silicon virtual hell they built, they're advertising that as the new reality.
They believe natural law, which is the moral laws of the universe, the moral spiritual laws of the universe that bring a positive consequence to moral behavior and negative consequence to immoral behavior. Not all at once, not just on the individual level, but on the aggregate societal level, on the global level.
The real galactic, intergalactic, universal credit score.
It's universal karma. It's how karma truly works. Not the cartoon or Hollywood version of karma. It's how it really works on a societal scale, which is one of the big parts of my work, talking about natural law.
And so that's like Faust and all of it. They're trying to escape karma. They can't do that.
It's an impossibility, but they are essentially insulating themselves as much as possible from negative karmic consequence by getting the order followers, namely the police and military.
That's why they need to trick us to acquiesce, because they believe they escape a lot of the karma by not forcing us.
They have. They actually have escaped a lot of the karma, not by not quote-unquote forcing us, but by telling the police and military to do their bidding, and they say, yes, sir, I'll do that for
you. And then they all go commit suicide or their kids all die because they get the karma.
They go and do the negative behavior, the wrongdoings, the actual immoral behavior, and the karmic consequence comes heavily down upon them, and they don't understand it because they are unstudied in the rule in the laws of karma or in natural law. They don't understand.
And by the way, it's the real law. I mean, it's 100% real, like a baseball bat upside your head, and people need to get that straight, man. What comes around goes around. What you do is going to get you. Whether you believe it was right or wrong, God knows what's right and wrong. You better be really safe. Mark Passio's on fire today. We're coming right back. I'm Alex Jones.
As they ride on, hear the cry. Yippee.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is canceled now because of COVID. But there's just one death that canceled everything forever. PowerGram is here, but they've only launched these attacks because they're weak and they can feel their control slipping away with the eyes of Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, Soros, and I see losers. Mark Passio of What on Earth is Happening.com, talk show host, author, is here with us. I've been asked a lot of questions the last 45 minutes or so. So in the final segment here, I want to have you back soon to get to the occult itself. I know you want to focus on the enemy all day, but people are just now figuring out this is real, Mark. So we had to like explain who the bad guys are. In my experience, people forget how we can become the good guys. But in the 10 minutes we have left, without me asking questions, what else you want to tell folks?
Well, I would say, first of all, really, you have to learn how the science of natural law works. I have a documentary coming out on the topic pretty soon. It's in production right now. We're probably going to release it certainly by the end of the year, hopefully even sooner than that. But we're going to be it's an outreach documentary. It's an educational documentary about how natural law is a science. We have to make the discovery of how this works, because it's not about a belief system.
No, it's bigger than fire. It's the law of the universe. It's the matrix code.
This is what they're hiding from us. This is what this satanic cabal that is operating as a covert network worldwide is hiding from the human species. They're hiding the understanding of natural law, which is the cosmic, spiritual, moral law that exists in the universe, in creation, that ultimately governs the consequences of our behavioral choices. We're given free will. That's the random component of creation is free will. We are given free will to behave in the ways that we choose to behave. However, there are laws that are the deterministic component of creation. See, the universe is neither random nor deterministic. It's a blending of both. We're given free will to choose our behaviors, but then there are laws that ultimately give us the consequences of those behaviors in the long term. And if we learn how the law works, we can intelligently inform our decision making and therefore choose our behavior wisely. That's how the universe, that's how our experience is ultimately built. That's how we build our, we co-create as human beings our shared reality.
Exactly. Made the little g image of God for somebody to interject here. How do you deal with the issue of people that are just feeling completely cut off from this? Because I have discernment about what's right and wrong. It's not like I'm afraid to do something bad because I know about these laws. I feel it. So, other people seem to be missing that. I'm not trying to be elitist here. I feel it very strong. As I get older, I just always go with the gut. Now it's never wrong. It's like magic. Other people don't even seem to have the gut, or they just are cut off from it.
They are cut off from what I would call true spirituality. They don't have a form of spirituality in their lives. This isn't about religious dogma. It's about the development of the self. It's about development of true self-respect and courage. You know, that's the people who are cut off from that power and that force that is ultimately the power of creation. They don't have any sense of spirituality or self-respect or courage in their life. You know, they're huddling under the staircase in the kingdom of the self, you know, and they don't understand.
And that's why they act so arrogant, because they're really scared.
It's fear. Their consciousness is ultimately driven by fear. And again, as I talked about the last time I was on the show, what is fear ultimately based upon? Fear is based upon ignorance, the refusal of truth, the refusal of knowledge. We fear that which we don't understand. We don't understand something because we're remaining in ignorance.
Well, when people hear this, they know it's the truth. I mean, you know prima facie.
Truth instills courage. The intake of truth ultimately builds courage. The more truth you take, the more courage and self-respect you're going to build. And that's what how spirituality is built. That is exactly how spirituality is built, because that ultimately dispels fear by dispelling ignorance and bringing knowledge into oneself. In the New Testament, Jesus himself, when the disciples asked him how, in the biblical allegory, how could we become free of the tyrannical rule of the Romans, he said, know the self. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What truth is he referring to? He's referring to the truth about the laws of the creator of the universe, the laws of morality, natural law.
Well, it's like when they try to trick him with the whole money changer deal, and he's like, give the Caesar what Caesar. He's just also saying, that's their system. That does belong to them. You got to build your own systems.
He was basic. That's an insult. He was basically saying, when he said, render to Caesar what Caesar's, he's saying, this is crap. Let it go with crap. That's basically what he was saying. He's like, this is a total illusory junk, and let the people who believe in that have it. You know, that's what he was saying. It was an insult to it. It wasn't, giving credence to it, you know, in that allegory.
So how does the Hollywood, you're making great points. I'll stop interrupting. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, what we just have to really understand is that the development of the soul is what we are here to work upon. You know, the understanding of how the laws of the creator function. That's what our goal is to do in this life. We are here to learn and to grow in consciousness and to understand, to discover and live in harmony with the natural law of morality, the natural laws of morality. We're not doing that.
Because God built us for fellowship.
That's right. That's right. That's what true communion really is. It's getting in touch with those first principles, and they are moral principles. And if you ask yourself, all you have to do to understand the human condition, ladies and gentlemen, is just ask yourself, how many people are truly doing that in their lives versus how many people Couldn't give a damn. They don't care. They've given up on any of that. They're not looking into anything deeper. They're not working on the development of their soul.
That's who's dead. You know? They're like machines.
That's what the dark occult call them, Alex. They call the people who they rule the dead. That is their name for the average human being that knows nothing, doesn't care about anything, you know, doesn't take any action, doesn't have any courage. They call them the dead. They live, we sleep. That's right. That is exactly what they refer to.
So how does the sleeper awaken? Because I know our audience is awake. Some of them more than us. Others, we're all different ways. But what about the lost sheep? I mean, is it bad to even spend time on them? Because more and more
I put together a program in a very stepwise progression, a very, very slow proceeding unfolding of information to do this in a way that people with a very...
And by the way, I've learned you're very good to get unawake people really awake. It's good how you do it. So explain it. Tell them that.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, I put together a stepwise progression of information that would take people from very low level basic understanding and build their understanding up and up and up to really understand natural law at a pretty high level. And I did that in my podcast series. The bulk of my work on my website is in my audio, actually. The podcast series, if you click on the podcast tab in the middle of the page, in the middle of the tabs, that is where all of the bulk of the material is at, okay? Now, when you click it, they're listed in reverse chronological order, the newest first. There's a red link up at the top of that page that you can click to go in order from number one. Start at number one. If you click that red link that says you should start at number one, that'll take you. There you go. And then you start at number one and you go forward in this progression in this podcast series.
And I can tell you, folks, because I've watched what Mark does. He knows what he's talking about. They cannot stand this. Because a lot of us, and I'm telling the audience, we're not on a power trip. They just are born like this. We already know all this. We're like, okay, yeah, we already know this. Most people don't know this, folks. You need to get them a progression of training wheels, and then Mark gets it really advanced. It's really intelligent stuff he breaks down.
They made a big mistake by telling me to do my very worst. Let's put it that way. Because this will wake people up if they go through all that information. It's a tremendous amount of information. You have to take your time, and you have to go through it at your own pace, okay? And don't skip around.
But you're saying somebody that was deep in the darker cult, you found the truth by going away from that, and like it's all right there, and it's all just exposes their whole system.
I recognize the truth when I recognize that the people who were in Satanism and the dark occult were really the rulers of society and wanted to enslave everyone. I made that recognition.
Yeah, it's real simple. They're causing the problems. They claim they're empowering us. No, you're not.
And I never wanted to get involved in the occult for slavery, to enslave others.
You wanted to find stuff out.
I wanted to get involved in the occult because I was very egoic in my youth, and I wanted an advantage over my fellow human being, and I knew that they had hidden knowledge that can give one an advantage if you were in an egoic mind state and wanted to do that. And I was at that time. You know, I've come out of that egoic mindset and realized that it is my moral responsibility, knowing what I know, to help to educate others. And you have to do that through technological means. You have to reach out to people online. You have to get it to places that you can get uncensored information. Like,
well, yeah, there's doing. That Ezekiel talks about the fire in the bones. If you don't have a drive to warn people, then you're with the bad guys, because they laugh. Right. I don't care that, you know, I don't care about anybody. They get off that. They don't care. No one. The reason they don't want to be with God is there's a responsibility of the law. Then now you're completely driven, and it's very empowering, but then it's like it's not a bad whip, but it's like constant, like you're gonna fight these people and then it's total war. All right, Mark Passio, powerful hour. Come back and join us again soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Only way we fund this is the T-shirts, the books, the films, the supplements. Got that big sale about to end. It's great products you already need, so get them if you want them to support us. All right, I promise to take your calls. Alex, Rudy, Paul, Dave, Wendy, and then...
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media.
At home, at work,
in the car,
on smartphones.
Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week.
That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.